just change for better. Yeah, I know times is kinda tough right now. Ain't nobody showing love right now. You a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. I know times is kinda tough right now. And you rather be in love right now. But you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now.
These are the stories of a warrior with the one and only African warmth, Majoto Moto Moto.
Realign. We divine. It can't rain forever. You won't feel this pain forever. You enough right now.
So what's good, my people? How are you? Great evening, my people. I hope you're doing great. As you all know, it's the Stories of a Warrior at MUFM at 103.9. And you know, it's the power hour. It's 6 minutes past 4 o'clock. And today is Throwback Thursday. Kama kawaida. So welcome to Stories of a Warrior. Apa hivi ni Matoroto, and everyone is a warrior. Everyone has a tale to tell. And as you heard from Rondrell, you are enough day and you are enough right now. So before I go for a break, a breather, for you guys to think about Throwback Thursday and come back with thoughts, memories of what you remember from your childhood, from your high school, I want you guys to listen to this because it will be what we will be talking to after we're back. And here is the quote I have. Mighty is the force of motherhood. It transforms all things by its vital heart. It turns timidity into fierce courage and dreadless defiance into flameless submission. It turns thoughtlessness into foresight and yet still anxiety into calm. It makes selfishness to become self-denial and gives even to hard vanity the glance of admiring love. This is a quote by George Eliot, Mary Ann Evans. So we will be back with a lot more about motherhood in a shot. Stay tuned, and you're listening to Stories of a Warrior at MUFM at 103.9. It's Throwback Thursday, and I said, what do you remember about your Thursdays? What do you remember about your throwbacks, yeah? Sitoi kitu kidogo. Utalala ndani, sitoi kitu kidogo. Eh, do you remember that song? Do you really remember that song? Let's see if you remember it. Replay that song. Kwa hiyo pick up, kile estuwa wakosi watu waku pick up. Kia huna ganji, beba yeye. Kunikani madhiri, beba yeye. Kuwote wanabonga juu ya thugi anaitwa onyi. Nasikia huko ndani endo fast body. Wanuliza karau, onyi hayuko. Hamna baadhi nyangao, onyi ilo. Nikia kila mtu.
watu hapo wanatupa mbao wanachilio wakibrai karau na matao kebaki solo sanelekea ndani bwana
umevira nyumbani shula
haraka niandikia sina ID kwa kitabu ya OB kisha anongezea drunk and disorderly anakubali amekosea lakini eti ana raba
neza mtongelewa raba mia saba
story kidogo
unasema nini story kidogo lalala ndani
this are the stories of a warrior with the one and only African warmth, Majoto Moto Moto.
What's up, people? Students from Lelwak Boys High School, just taking a visit, aspiring to be here in one time or another. I want to give a shout out to my parents back at home, and to give a shout out to my friend Wasewa Magizani, na watakia kila la heri, na tukutane. Thank you.
You're listening to Stories of a Warrior with your one and only African warmth. Sijawambia, nimekuja kuwapea majoto. Na leo siko peke yangu as usual. I have two beautiful women and one is related to what I just said. She is a great mother of two, but I'm not gonna say much because I want her to be the one saying it because the crown is yours, mama. The crown is yours. And I have another guest who is a vlogger and influencer bana. Sizui ni kuita hivyo, Ebu ambieni watu, So, we'll start with the mother. Hmm? The crown herself, Mama yao,
Me black.
Oh my God, this is what I want. So, let's start with you. Introduce yourself to the audience. Who are you? Who should we call you? And tell them you're a mother of two. Tell them how motherhood is. Tell them.
Hi guys, my name is Doreen, and I'm a mom of two beautiful baby girls. Yeah, one is three, the other one is one. And I'm also a student here. It's great to be a mom. Yeah.
Amazing. Mama, yeah, I told you guys she has a crown and she is good looking. You wouldn't even tell she has two kids. You see the stereotypes that comes with people who have moms. So, the other guest, introduce yourself to the audience. Tell them who you are and what you do today.
Yo, what's up, people? My name is Miran. I am a one Imeito influencer.
Inshallah.
I'm a student, I'm just a guest on this show. I really love African Womb, so I'm learning from her, and that's why I'm on the show. And about the mom, wow, udem ni mrembo.
I know,
I
right?
I feel like I'm even bigger than her.
You know the stereotypes that come that with you being a mom, you have to be big looking, you know, you have to be looking like a mother, but you know, she has kept herself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, being a campus mom, tell us, how has it been a campus mom?
Oh, there are struggles because you feel like you're not putting enough time for your children. At the same time, you have to balance baby stuff. And also on top, you have to think about bills. But the best thing is,
yes,
you know that this is a gift. It's an experience that is a gift. Not everybody has to experience.
Amazing, it. Amazing.
But you've been given this gift to experience. It's awesome. Actually, I would not go back.
You wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't go back.
Describe the feeling of how the first time felt when you realized I'm pregnant.
The first time that I got pregnant, it was planned.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I'm pregnant. So
yes.
Celebrate, yay!
Yay!
Yeah, I was scared how my mom was going to react. Well, it's a decision that I made, and I'm so proud of that because I made that decision.
Amazing. So you have heard from herself here, yes? Let me tell you a story. Josie, throwback Thursday, the last Thursday, because we are doing throwback. Let us just go back to that Thursday. Eh? We were talking about discipline. Eh? So it's throwback Thursday. Remind us, is there one instance you remember from your mother or father that you were disciplined and how it impacted you?
Well, yes, I remember. naughty child. But I remember I was in class two one time. And you see the way in class one, before class one, izo class za uko chini. You were taught by one teacher. You only knew one teacher. And this lady was pretty, grown, loving, beautiful people. She was light skin. I'm not saying light skin is the definition of beauty, but she was pretty. So nafika class two, wana to change and they're giving us a male teacher. And it was during that time of, I have seen a lot of television and people demonstrating, carrying matawi. So me being the loud vocal girl that I am, I tell my classmates, in class two, remember? Ati, I was saying, no, lunchtime, tufanya aje tubebe matawi. Tune tuchune miti tubebe matawi. Tuseme haki yetu, Richard must go. Yeah, that teacher called Mr. Richard. So, wakatukimbiza shule, tutoto tudogo na walimu. So, me, I ran home. I was not, like, far from school. I ran home. Me ni last born. So, akukua watu job, siblings wangu pia wako shule. Wazazi wako job. Nika ingia kwa neighbor. Nikasema ao nimegonjeka nini. So mama angu anapigiwa, anakuja. Bata shule peisha mpigia. Inamwambia mtoto wako ame lead strike. Alinitoa chini ya kitanda kwa bedroom ya wenyewe kwa neighbor. What throwback. I have never
involved yourself in a strike.
Ata indiscipline. Yoni trauma. Kichapa.
The lesson that you learned there was discipline.
Yeah.
So we will be back and herself here will be telling us what she thinks about discipline, because we will be hearing from her firsthand. Stay tuned. This is Stories of a Warrior. And as you know, no cap, no lies.
No lies.
No lies. Straight up. So we will be back. Stay tuned. This is 103.9 and MUFM. And this is Stories of a Warrior with your one and only African Warmth. Welcome back, listener. Na mama yetu hapa hivi anatutilia leo. Yeah? So welcome back to Stories of a Warrior. So, mama yao, herself.
Yes.
So, tell us, what do you think about discipline and what do you feel like has worked for you as a mother?
I feel like each child anahitaji her own way of discipline.
Oh, okay.
My firstborn is a strong character.
Okay.
So you have to be very assertive with her.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to say, don't do this once, twice. And then at that time, you have now to get discipline, you know.
Okay.
Like, when she was two, you know, ufai kumpiga sana.
Yeah,
so you just, at the back of her hand, like, unachapa tu kidogo.
Unatap tu.
Yeah, unatap. Kwanza one, hey, this is serious.
Serious.
Because if you pinch, neza mumbiza her skin, it's very sensitive at that time. So you just... And you tell her why you're beating her, and then you tell her, don't repeat this, it's bad, and tell her why it is bad.
And it should be at that time the mistake has happened.
At that time, because if you delay, she will be wondering, why is my mom beating me?
They won't understand.
Yeah, and if you beat her, ukipiga kelele atakuwa ameshtuka. So please try to control your anger. It's all about, you know, controlling. I'm not saying I've been perfect, but these things zimenifunza, yeah, with time.
It is through that.
Yeah, and discipline starts from, unaona kakinyonya.
Yeah.
And then she bites you. Pinch kiasi, you know, like, you know, you point and tell her, stop.
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 Because they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. You know, at that point, she's trying to sharp kujikuna hiyo meno yake.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She doesn't think you're feeling pain.
Oh, okay.
But if you show her that it is painful, she will stop. You have to start at that point.
Yeah.
Kidogo kidogo too, not that much, but yeah.
Most do.
Kidogo kidogo too.
That's
and
amazing.
As they progress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then kuna kwangana these quiet kids. No discipline issue. So, it's not that strong of a character. You just talk to that person. Unakaongelesha tu nakambia pana if she does bad. But these strong characters like my child.
Ah, lazima
tu cheke. Hata slippers.
Nikuwa naambia mabesta wangu hapa hivi. Kuna siku nimeenda kwa shop hivi. Nimeenda tu hivi. And then, ni shop nimezoea kuenda. Mi najua, the dad hapo hivyo anakuanga tu msi ametulia. Alafu ametulia na son wake. Sijua alikuwa anasumbua ni ya nini. Akamwambia, kijana, siwende kwa nyumba. Kijana akasema, mi siwende. Kidogo kidogo, kijana, siwende nyumbani. Mi dajio nataka simu, sijui nini. Mini ilo natuki. Baba yake amechukua kijiti fulani. Mi hadi sijui kwenye alikuwa ameificha. Mi thought it's a joke. Akachukua the feet. Kakatua angwa. So then I was there. I ran away. I literally ran because I didn't want to embarrass the kid. So I just went. So that is where discipline came. And we were talking about discipline the last episode. And we were like, some people discipline their children without being conscious. Stress. We're supposed to learn from mistakes. And because stressed, and then the baby has made a mistake, and there you are whipping them so hard, you know,
because
in the name of disciplining them. So I needed to know from a point of herself who up IV,
Yeah, let me say something about yo ya kutolea mtoto stress. They know atakama how old they are. Unapatanga yo mtoto amekuwa quiet. There's this cousin of mine who she used to do that. I won't judge her, but what I saw from her child. That child was so jovial, but alikuwa anaona mama yake ameingia kwa nyumba tu hivi ananyamaza. You're traumatizing your child.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to try to control. Hata kama utam discipline saizo and then you excuse yourself from the room and go cry or just try to, you know, kutoa your stress elsewhere kwenye city on your child, you know.
Yeah.
You impact a lot on your child when you do these things.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So far, so good. What is the one thing you would tell me, Miran, people out there about motherhood that maybe is not known? We usually assume maybe because we see people, you know, what is the one thing you would tell us? What is the one thing you would tell people who haven't gotten into that journey? Because you're never a mother until you're born as a mother, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the one thing that you can tell us?
One thing I would say is that, when you can't say it, I don't like babies, so I won't have children.
Yeah.
The thing I've learned is that you become a mom as you become a mom. I don't know, you understanding what
I mean?
Yes. When you get that child, ukimshika hivi, that is when you know what she needs and what you're supposed to do. You don't know maybe instantly, yes, but you know, you see this is a situation and then you will ask according to the situation and then you learn with time.
So
don't say motherhood is hard. No. It's for you to keep an open mind and then you learn in the process.
Okay.
But one thing I know about motherhood.
Tell me.
It's a gift. It's a blessing. I just sit down and I reflect on those motherhood moments and I wouldn't go back. It gave me purpose.
It gave you a purpose.
It gave me a purpose.
I am grateful for this far you have survived and I can say you are a warrior. You have survived.
Thank
you. Manze, I will always call you a warrior.
Thank you.
I do believe in you. So Miran, tell us, what do you do in your vlog?
In my vlog, it's a whole channel. So a channel has a lot of different things. The one thing that nitanza now ni Boys Club. Boys Club is basically a podcast about four amazing gentlemen who talk about things from a man's perspective.
Okay.
And then we have No Cap Show, which is also a five people show. Three ladies and two guys. Two amazing people.
Hey, dope people.
So there we just talk about life as people who are in campus and people wenye wamemaliza but wako tu kwa setting ya campus bado tunapiganga stories of life.
Okay.
Alafu kuna Straight Up with Miran. You know, ni about, I don't want to say relationships per se, but to say me two stories around relationships, either as a magal dem na magal dem, mama za madem na maboy, ama relationships too. Apo tunazunguka around.
Mnazunguka apo.
We have game night, which is basically the three shows meeting and bonding. So we play games over conversations.
Wow.
Which we usually live on Friday on IG. But Straight Up, who premiere on Tuesday, No, Cap Show who premiere on Sunday.
Sunday.
Uh-huh. Boys Club who premiere on Thursday. So, yeah.
So, these all can be found in one platform.
Yeah.
No which Cap is TV. No Cap TV. Yeah. And it's also found in?
YouTube. Uh-huh. IGTV.
IGTV.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, that's a very amazing thing that you guys are doing, and I feel like content creation is the new thing in town. Yeah, this is the new thing that we're gonna be doing, so keep up doing that. And people, please listen, this is where you want to get your juices.
Yeah.
Not those kind of juices, but this kind of teas. Let me use tea if that makes it better. Chaya Sakumi, you go and check out No Cap TV. I have seen some of their. You have seen them, Sira, haven't you?
Yeah, I have seen them. They are so amazing.
They are so amazing. You guys do some good content. It can really keep you, like, you know, some of these contents, they not only keep you entertained, informed, and all that, but they also give you ideas of how you would create your own content, yes? Yes.
I love that we've talked about motherhood and everything, but I feel like we've painted the picture. Motherhood is amazing because that's how she really feels.
Yes.
She was ready.
Uh-huh.
But what's that one big, I don't want to call it a downside, what's that one big challenge?
Yes.
You look back, you're like, wow, okay, I love this whole situation, but inge happen at a different time. Because right now you're in school and everything.
Yeah.
But what's been that biggest struggle for you?
You have to step up. You know, because now it's not about you only. It's about this another amazing soul that you have brought into this world. So you really have to step up. It's very challenging to, you know, being at your best and doing what is best for your child. So it stops being about you. At this point, if I would advise anybody who is playing around motherhood or you're not there yet and you're still in school, please postpone it too until you're ready. Because now I had to grow up. You have to grow up and become that adult. You don't joke around here. You know, you're a mom now.
Mama,
you have to make decisions like a mom.
Yeah.
So, it's really challenging to step up. And sometimes, I'm not saying I was perfect. I made mistakes. And those mistakes, sometimes I feel like maybe they impacted on my children. But, you know, you make the best of what you have. But, I think the biggest challenge is you have to step up. You have to become now a big person.
So it's a crown that you're given that you have to bear the weight of it. Yes,
you have to. Yes.
I'm glad that you asked that question because many women, especially campus women, don't keep the pregnancies because of that one challenge. And that's why I think she focused on the upside, because she wants to shine light on you can actually do it when it comes to that time. You know, never a mother before you're born. So it was really enlightening for having like these two warriors, you know. Me, when I see people, everyone who is alive at this time, I see a warrior, because a lot has happened in the process of us being and growing up, especially the pandemic and all. If you survived and you're here listening, I am saying I'm grateful for you. Thank you for tuning in to Stories of a Warrior. And guys, as I told you, this is a podcast. It's called Stories of a Warrior, and you can find it at Anchor FM, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Also, if you miss on an episode here on MUFM, you can just go there. Warrior speaking, you know, people enlightening others on the stereotypes that exist in our societies, the things, the issues. Also, you can find me on my Instagram page. I'm called African Warmth. My Twitter page @_AfricanWarmth. It was nice having this time with you all. Leon, it throwback to mekumbuka hizo vitu zote, to mecheka, and it was amazing. I hope you guys have a lovely evening tonight. Peace, love, and bless you all.
There are the stories of a warrior with the one and only African Warmth. Majoto, moto, moto.